I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hezbollah takes aim at the Golan Heights in the latest airstrikes and missile exchange with Israel. Drones targeted Israeli military bases in areas they hadn't reached before. This escalation moves Israel one step closer to opening war on a second front, this time with Hezbollah in the north. Located in Beirut, the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary is keeping its doors open despite Lebanon's latest turmoil. Eli Haddad with ABTS says,
one of the things that we prepared to do is we open up our guest house and dormitories to house people that have been internally displaced. Right now, we have a few families from the south.
Internet access is a deciding factor for seminary students in the days and weeks to come, but there are plenty of backup plans in place. Pray this experience will equip students to be peacemakers, no matter where in the MENA region they call home. And have you ever started telling a story with this one time at summer camp? Well, for kids, summer camp is filled with fun and memories. Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says they're kicking off summer day camps across the former Soviet Union.
The kids literally wait year-round for the opportunity to have these summer camps where they can go away from the noise and the distraction and even the fears of this world and find peace, joy, and love through the ministry of local believers to them and the hope that we have in the gospel.
Just $41 sends one kid to an SGA summer camp.
SGA hopes this year to assist as many as 77,000 kids across 13 countries go to a summer retreat, and we hope the number's even better.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.